The U.S. Supreme Court overturned a federal ban on bump stocks today. Those are the devices that can attach to a semi-automatic rifle to make it fire as fast as a machine gun, potentially hundreds of rounds a minute. NPR's Martin Kosty joins us to talk about the implications of this ruling. Hey, Martin.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Okay, I just want to lay out the basics. This federal ban, the one that the court has just overturned, when and how did it come about?
Well, since the 30s, machine guns have been so tightly regulated by the feds that they're effectively banned for most people. But there's been doubt about whether those restrictions apply to attachments, things that you can attach to a legal gun that would make it shoot as fast as a banned machine gun. And the agency making that call has been the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And over the years, it went back and forth about whether the machine gun restrictions applied to bump stocks. But then, as we remember, in 2017 in Las Vegas, a man using bump stocks committed the deadliest gun massacre in modern American history, and the Trump administration then moved to ban the devices outright, and that ban took effect in 2019.
What was the court's reasoning here to lift that ban?
Well, it comes down to the law's definition of a machine gun. Now, the law says it's a gun that fires multiple rounds with, quote, a single function of the trigger. Not a single pull of the trigger, a single function of the trigger. With a bump stock, you pull the trigger just once, holding it, bracing the stock against your shoulder, while the recoil of the rifle moves that trigger for you really fast, firing the rounds that quickly. And so you have one trigger pull, but multiple trigger functions. And the court said today that that's a big enough difference that the ATF was wrong to call a bump stock a machine gun, as defined by the law.
That seems to be a very technical distinction that they're drawing. Could this end up allowing other kinds of banned gun attachments?
Well, probably not directly, because this is so narrowly focused on the specific mechanics of bump stocks. So it probably wouldn't apply, for instance, to Glock switches. You may have heard those are these illegal devices, a different device that allows a handgun to shoot like an automatic. At least that's the opinion of Adam Skaggs. He's the chief counsel with Giffords Law, a gun safety group. But he did tell me he's worried about the court's broader approach in this decision.
I think, though, the fact that there are six justices willing to cavalierly throw aside an incredibly important public safety regulation by ATF suggests they may look at other actions by ATF with skepticism.
Martin, what about folks on the other side, gun rights advocates, lawyers? Do they think this ruling will affect other firearms restrictions?
Well, this morning I asked that to Matt LaRosière about talking about this. He helped to bring a similar challenge to the bump stock ban. He was actually quite thrilled this morning when he was reading Justice Clarence Thomas's majority opinion, and he saw that the opinion included illustrations of trigger mechanisms that he'd put in one of his briefs. LaRosière agrees that this should probably not affect the ban on Glock switches, but he thinks it might affect other ATF regulations, such as bans on guns that are made from kits and don't have serial numbers, sometimes known as ghost guns.
What this case is about isn't so much about the definition of machine gun, but it's about how far outside of the lines that the Supreme Court is willing to allow regulatory agencies to draw. And I think what this case is saying is not very far.
Okay. Reporting there from NPR's Martin Kosty. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.